Welcome back to Read with Laura Joy. I'm Laura Joy Lloyd, your host and author of the stories we read here. This is interactive, serialized fiction. There is always more to the story, and readers influence what happens next. Welcome to episode number 64. We'll be reading the Wren Island series, part 5, scene 58. If you're just joining us, you'll find a short synopsis of the Wren Island series and a link to a recap episode in the show notes. Before we read today's scene, let's recap what happened in the previous episode. Virgil arrived at Allison's house and found her missing. Allison had gone after Amelia through the forest while a windstorm was blowing down branches, so Virgil went after Allison and Amelia. We'll read for about 10 minutes. Afterward, stick around for a few more thoughts. Here we go. The Wren Island Series by Laura Joy Lloyd. Part 5, Scene 58. Allison aimed her flashlight at the trail. Not much further, then they'd be home. She held Aunt Amelia's hand and stepped across the fallen branches. "You're just going to have to keep picking up your feet high, Aunt Amelia. There are small branches all across the trail. I'll warn you if I see any more large ones." "Are we almost there?" Aunt Amelia sounded tired. Allison squeezed her hand. "I can see the house through the trees. The power's still on." "Yay!" When they emerged out of the forest, the massive house stood bright and welcoming. But someone was outside the service entrance. Allison stopped walking so quickly her aunt bumped into her and nearly fell. The someone moved toward the forest, toward them. Could Hack be here on Wren already? Why wasn't Ralph with him? Would Hack be carrying a lantern? Before she could switch off her flashlight and become invisible, Virgil's voice reached them. Aunt Amelia returned a happy greeting. Allison exhaled. Virgil helped them into the house. Allison locked the door. They shed their dripping coats and boots. The kitchen was warm with the smell of dinner and a cheerfully competitive game of Scrabble between Aunt Shasta and Jax. Aunt Amelia headed upstairs to change into dry clothes. Allison walked around the ground floor, checking doors were locked and windows closed tight. Back in the kitchen, she reached for the house phone. No signal. She pulled out her cell phone. No service. They could email Nancy, maybe, once Hack was on Wren. Why hadn't she asked Ralph for more details about his so-called plan? In the moment, she'd panicked. Hack knows you've been talking to the FBI. She closed her eyes and took a square breath around the corners. 1, 2, 3, 4. Someone at the kitchen table slid Scrabble tiles around. Aunt Macy clinked a spoon through the soup in the slow cooker. When Allison opened her eyes, Virgil was watching her from across the room, his forehead creased. Allison pasted on what she hoped would pass for a relaxed smile. "It's still your turn, Dad," Jax elbowed him. Virgil returned his attention to the Scrabble board and made a move. "Excuse me, Chickie," Aunt Shasta nudged Allison. "I need to get into this drawer. The doggeroos need new batteries." Aunt Macy clattered a serving spoon to the counter. "Can't we be done with the lighted sweaters, Shasta? All that flashing gives me a headache." "If the power goes out," Jax called from the table, "we can use the dogs as flashlights." Aunt Shasta closed the drawer. "Use the dogs as flashlights. Good one, Jaxo." Soon, the electric candy canes were wandering around again, brighter. Allison checked her cell phone. Still no service. She started to check the landline, too, but dropped the effort when she realized Virgil was still watching her. The others, she could get stuff past easy peasy. Virgil, not so much. Aunt Amelia returned from having changed her clothes. "You guys, the house is moving around up there." "Oh, for goodness sake, Amelia, houses don't move around. Dinner's ready, everyone." After dinner, Allison walked around the ground floor again, rechecking windows and doors. Hack might be at Ralph's place by now. Ralph might be pushing his mysterious button at this very moment. The power was still on, so that was good. Unless having the power on wasn't good. Hack might be out there, observing them like they were fish in an aquarium. Allison turned off the interior lights in the main entry and adjacent rooms. Now the big room with the grand piano was dark except for ambient light from the fireplace and diffused light spilling from the end of the hallway. She stepped closer to the fire, peered out one window. Nothing to be seen but darkness. She didn't have to turn to know it was Virgil who'd joined her. He gave off a magnetism sometimes. Most of the time, actually. Okay, what's going on? Not exactly a question, the way he said it, but it sounded like he wanted an answer. Now. The storm has me on edge. We've seen storms like this before. Not likely, Allison wanted to say, but didn't. The pieces inside her, all the bits of information she was supposed to be keeping sorted, felt like they were going to come exploding out. Then she'd fall into the abyss, lost in the emptiness left behind, too worn to do anything but hope for mercy. All that, and maybe more, was going to happen if Virgil didn't remove his hand, his steady, anchoring hand, from where it rested on her lower back. She stepped away. Thanks for being willing to come get me and Aunt Amelia earlier. Something's bothering you. Nothing's bothering me. It was totally aggravating how much effort it took to convince Virgil things were okay when they weren't. But you could do anything if you put your mind to it. Anything. Virgil tilted his head to one side. Are you worried because Ralph's bringing Hack here? He's bringing him here? To my house? Her voice had gotten shrieky again, twice in one day, one very bleak, dismal day. The crease in Virgil's brow deepened. Studying her, he spoke slowly. Not here to your house, here to Wren, as I understood it. Allison turned, ran one finger along the edge of the fireplace mantel. You talked to Ralph? He talked to me. What else did he say? He asked if Jax and I would stay at the house tonight. Any idea why he'd want us to? She shrugged. Her hand trembled even as it rested on the mantle, so she dropped it to her side. Oh, how she wanted to tell Virgil everything. Ask him for help. But rule number one, don't talk about this with anyone. Did rule number one still apply when all the other rules were changing? Why won't you tell me what's going on? Virgil put a hand on her shoulder. I don't think I can. He turned her toward him. You don't think you can? I want to. I really want to, Virgil, but I can't. I really can't. When she looked up at him, her breath caught. Please don't push me. If you push me, I'm afraid I'll end up ruining the whole thing. Not doing what I'm supposed to. Making everything worse. She blinked back tears. She would not cry. Virgil nodded, slowly. Do you mind if Jax and I stay in a guest room tonight? That would be A-okay. Lokita wandered in, a tiny electric candy cane. Allison sniffed, then straightened. I need to let Lokita outside, walk her around the yard. I'll go with you. It's usually a one-person job. She hadn't meant to sound so abrupt. Virgil didn't care. His gentle response nearly rocked her off her feet. Is it a one-person job tonight? The question hung in the air. The house shuddered in a gust of wind, then settled. A muffled burst of laughter came from the kitchen where someone must have said something funny. Allison looked at him, couldn't look away, swallowed. It probably should be a one-person job tonight. For a long moment, he held her gaze. The crease of worry changed to crinkles around his eyes and mouth, a tempered smile, then another question. You play checkers? Checkers? Yeah, I play. I'll set up a board in the kitchen. He was heading there now. Fair warning, she called. I always win at checkers. Not surprised, in his voice as it floated down the hallway, amusement. She collected the dogs in the mudroom and threw on a raincoat. When she opened the door to the fenced area, out went Lokita. Blink, blink, blink. Louise stood in the doorway. If you're too afraid to go outside in the dark, Louise, move so I can close the door. Allison shut the big dog inside the house and followed Lokita's flashing sweater around the fenced area. When the forest roared in a gust of wind, Allison studied the house. No visual sign of movement, but Aunt Amelia was right. The house did feel like it was moving when the wind blew hard enough. She'd felt it herself many moons ago, a lifetime ago. She stretched her hip, which felt unnaturally tight, probably from searching all over the forest earlier for Aunt Amelia. She cinched the hood of her coat, tucked her chilly hands into her pockets, followed Lokita around. When Lokita finished her business, Allison sang the blind dog back toward the house. Little Lokita, come to me. Inside, she toweled off Lokita, sent the little dog ambling toward the kitchen, shed her dripping coat and hung it on a wall hook, straightened all the other coats, checked the service entry door was closed tight, locked it, breathed a sigh of relief. Everyone was inside now, safe for the night. She tapped the lock again, to be sure. When she returned to the kitchen, Hack was kissing a giddy Aunt Amelia on the cheek. We just read from the Wren Island series, Part 5, Scene 58. Hack is back. If you're feeling very worried, click on the link in the show notes and read my journal post titled, This Island Was Created for You. If you're feeling like you absolutely must know what happens next, right now, today, click on the link in the show notes to subscribe to receive my emails. You'll receive the latest ebook version of the Wren Island series. It includes all of Part 5, which means you won't have to wait any longer to find out what happens next. How about if I give you the first line of the next scene? Ready? Hack says to Allison in her kitchen, I heard this is where the party's at tonight. Thanks so much for joining me here on Read with Laura Joy. I'm Laura Joy Lloyd, your host and author of the stories we read here. If this was your first visit to Wren Island and you'd like to find out what happened before you arrived, you'll find links in the show notes to listen to a recap episode or listen to the series from the very beginning. Here's another idea. Click on the link to subscribe to receive my emails. You'll get the current ebook version of the Wren Island series. You'll also start getting behind-the-scenes peeks at the developing story, and you'll hear about opportunities to actually influence what happens next. This is interactive, serialized fiction. There is always more to the story, and readers influence what happens next. Thanks for reading with me.